In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Lord, we worship you. You are the King of Martyrs. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. And how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me here safe thus far, and grace that will lead me home. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he has turned his ear to me. In the day when I called him, they surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. How gracious is the Lord, and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Whoever serves me will be honored by my Father in heaven. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord have been fulfilled before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death who is faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Whoever serves me will be honored by my Father in heaven. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He who loses his life because of me will find it forever. Canticle from the book of Revelation, from multiple different chapters and verses. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you for these nice gifts. Glory to you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He who loses his life because of me will find it forever. A reading from the letter of St. Peter. Rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. Responsory prayer. You have tried us by fire, O Lord, and then led us to a place of refreshment. You have tried us by fire, O God, and then led us to a place of refreshment. You refined us as silver in the furnace, then led us to a place of refreshment. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You tried us by fire, O God, then led us to the place of a place of refreshment. From the book of the prophet Daniel. Let's also read this. The judgment of God in Belteshazzar's banquet. King Belteshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords, with whom he drank. Under the influence of the wine, he ordered the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, and his wives, and his entertainers might drink from them. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. Then the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote. When the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote, his face blanched, his thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. The king shouted for the enchanters, Chaldeans and astrologers to be brought in. Whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means, he said to the wise men of Babylon, shall be clothed in purple, wear a golden collar about his neck, and be third in the government of the kingdom. But although all the king's wise men came in, none of them could either read the writing or tell the king what it meant. Then King Belteshazzar was greatly terrified. His face went ashen, and his lords were thrown into confusion. Then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king. The king asked him, are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile, whom my father, the king, brought from Judea? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. Now the wise men and enchanters were brought in to me to read this writing and tell me its meaning. But they could not say what the words meant. But I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties. If you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple, wear a gold collar about your neck, and be third in the government of the kingdom. Daniel answered the king, you may keep your gifts, or give your presents to someone else, but the writing I will read for you, O king, and tell you what it means. This is the writing that was inscribed. Means. Telkia, Perez. These words mean may, means, mans. God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Telkia, you have been weighed in the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then, by order of Belteshazzar, they clothed Daniel in purple with a gold collar around his neck and proclaimed him third in the government of the kingdom. The same night, Belteshazzar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and Darius the Mede succeeded to the kingdom at the age of 62. Responsory prayer. Do not be arrogant in the presence of the Most High, for God is our judge. One man he humbles and another he raises up. The Lord holds a cup of bitter wine in his hand, all the sinners of the world shall drink from it. Whoever worships the beast or its image will drink the wine of God's wrath. The Lord holds a cup of bitter wine in his hand. All the sinners of the earth shall drink from it. A reading from the encyclical letter Ecclesiam Dei by Pope Pius IX. He gave his life for the unity of the Church as the captured, the Church has chosen. In designing his Church, God worked with such skill that in the fullness of time, it would resemble a single great family embracing all men. It can be identified, as we know, by certain distinctive characteristics, notably its universality and unity. Christ the Lord passed on to his apostles the task he had received from the Father. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. He wanted the apostles as a body to be intimately bound together, first by the inner tie of the same faith and love which flows into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and second by the external tie of authority exercised by one apostle over the others. For this he assigned the primacy to Peter, the source and visible basis of their unity for all time, so that the unity and agreement among them would endure. God wisely stamped them, one might say, with the mark of holiness and martyrdom. Both of these distinctions fell to Jehoshaphat, Archbishop of Palak, of the Slavic Rite of the Eastern Church. He is rightly looked upon as the great glory and strength of the Eastern Rite Slavs. Few have brought them greater honor or contributed more to their spiritual welfare than Jehoshaphat, their pastor and apostle, especially when he gave his life as a martyr for the unity of the Church. In fact, he felt that God had inspired him to restore worldwide unity to the Church, and he realized that his greatest chance of success lay in preserving the Slavonic Rite and St. Basil's rule of monastic life within the one universal Church. Concerned mainly with seeing his own people reunited with to the See of Peter, he sought out every available argument which would foster and maintain Church unity. His best arguments were drawn from liturgical books sanctioned by the Fathers of the Church, which were in common use among Eastern Christians, including the dissenters. Thus thoroughly prepared, he set out to restore the unity of the Church. A forceful man of fine sensibilities, he met with such success that his opponents dubbed him the Thief of Souls. Responsory prayer. Jesus said, Holy Father, protect those you have given me with the power of your name, that they may be perfectly one. Then the world will know that it was you who sent me. The glory which you gave me I have given to them, that they may be perfectly one. Then the world will know that it was you who sent me. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The saints find their home in the kingdom of heaven. Their life is eternal peace. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room. and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end. We praise you, O Lord, for calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life. We praise you, O Lord, for entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin. We praise you, O Lord, for our perseverance in your grace today. We praise you, O Lord, for incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today. We praise you, O Lord. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for my mother and my father, and all my relatives and friends. Pray for the people in our community and for our communities to really share the Word of God and help people grow, as well as find new and creative ways to evangelize people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. We praise you, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, fill your church with the Spirit that gave St. Josaphat courage to lay down his life for his people. By his prayers, may your Spirit make us strong and willing to offer our lives for our brothers and sisters. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us everlasting life. I also want to pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions for those who are suicidal and for us to be able to find ways to assist those who are suicidal and are considering suicide. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I hope you have a beautiful night and that you're doing well. I want to continue to thank you because your prayers are making a big difference for me in being able to listen to the Holy Spirit, enable me to be able to have a meaningful ministry of online communication and proclamation. So, you know, we're really grateful to be back up there on Quora social networks for knowledge sharing. Knowledge sharing social media has been really a big blessing for me, both personally for development and also for the opportunity to do something that really impacts people and really gets my voice out there. So I want to continue. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I know that your prayers are making a huge difference. Everything's going to be good. Thank God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.